You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast,
we dance in the rain.
What's good, Silly Squad? We're going to go ahead and talk to YouTube first. Hey, YouTube, please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and come in and just say hi. Also, hit that notification bell so you can be notified every time that we drop a video. Now, it is an arrow that is right under this video. And the arrow means you tell somebody to know somebody to know somebody.
Ooh.
And because they are family, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family.
Tell them.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on your grocery list. Because you know how you, like, you be trying to, you know, shop for certain stuff?
People still make grocery lists?
I do.
Yeah.
And I do because I know when I go the store, my mind, and I always forget. Like, I be telling y'all all the time that I forget. Like, if I say I'm about to go to the store for some bread, when I get to the store, if I don't like bread in my thing, I'm not going to get it. That's how my mind works. Like, if it's not nothing really important like that, it's just how my mind is set up. Yeah. I just
you get have distracted.
Learned to, you know what I'm saying, just erase stuff, like, seriously fast.
Yeah. So, well, y'all don't erase us fast now. Yeah. But you can't subscribe fast and do what she said.
Hit that damn subscribe
button.
Hit that subscribe button. Now, it's also a description box that is right under this video, and that description box has some links. The first link take you over to a podcast platform, but we're on all of them. Spotify, the big kahuna, you know what I'm saying?
And the second link, when you click it, if you subscribe, you get free access to all the porn sites.
You do? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
And then the third link, if you click it, you get $750.
You do. And then also, but first you have to go and you have to follow all our social media pages, and then you get that access.
Yeah.
I mean, we trying to get y'all
$750. We trying to get y'all access to all the porn sites.
Because I know y'all be watching that porn.
Now, speaking of that, no, bull. Why do Pornhub, you gotta sign in something?
Oh, you see that all over the, I think it's just in Texas. Now,
it's in Texas. What you gotta do?
You gotta, like, sign in.
Yeah.
You can't just sneak and watch them videos.
I said, oh, shit, like, I had to just go ahead and just delete. You know what I'm saying?
I left
Pornhub and went to X videos because I was like, I ain't know that. Because, mind you, I ain't looked at it in so long.
I haven't looked at porn in over 10 years. Mm. I'm not even lying to you. I ain't watched it in so long, so I don't even know the site. So when you be saying, I be laughing because I was on them Jones hard.
Yeah.
I used to like watching, like, people really out here fucking on camera. But yeah, I saw it all on the internet when it was.
I just looked at it the other day because, you know, I've been here by myself.
Yeah.
And so I put it up and I said, sign in. I said, fuck that. And I be like,
it's just so funny to know that your brain say go to porn.
Pornhub.
I don't be wanting to know. See that?
You know what I'm saying?
It's free.
So listen, okay, let me say this. Because on my phone, you know, it had a private, you know what I'm saying? So I had one private one that I always used to go to. And it's this dude. Because, okay.
Well, wait, speak to the ones on your speaker. Whoop, whoop on your speaker.
Okay, okay.
First.
Oh, if you listening, through your speakers. Whoop, whoop, through your speakers. Whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What do you do? Yeah, please also make sure that you hit the subscribe button to whatever podcast platform you're listening to, as well as put it on your social media account, okay? Now that I have all of that out of the way, now, y'all know it's my favorite time of every episode because
don't honor me yet. Let's talk about that one person on that porn you had saved in your
pocket. Okay, listen, so it was this dude, like, I only go to porn and I watch like 3 minutes of porn. I don't ever watch a whole porn. I always go to the part where the man is giving the woman head. That's the only part in porn I like.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's this one where the man, he laying down and she riding his face and he jacking himself off while, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, but it's the way that he do it and then how he held her, you know, her ass. It was like,
He had one hand on his thing. He said, on the other hand on the ass while he jacked.
Yeah, and then he, you know what I'm saying?
Woman, I'm gonna repeat that move again.
Say, when I tell you, because when I came across it, because I always type, you know what I'm saying, eating pussy when I look for porn.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't be wanting to see nothing else, you know what I'm saying? TMI, but that's what kind of podcast this is, okay? Listen, so I always, you know what I'm saying, go right to her, and I just need the 3 minutes, you know what I'm saying, of just him just giving her head, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. So when I saw that, I said, damn, he a fool. You know what I'm saying? He was like this and then holding the ass.
That's
like,
a bad boy.
You know, I said, he a fool. You know what I'm saying?
A Facebook, what Jesus say? I think of it later.
So it was like, there was the main one that I would always just go to, you know what I'm saying, him for like 3 minutes and I would just get off.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, so I had went, huh?
I said, oh my God, she gets off.
No, I said, and I would get off of the, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought you said I would get off.
No, I would get off of the site.
What y'all think? She said that too?
They probably did, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh my gosh. Like, so when I went to it the other night, and I said, it said, sign in. I said, what the fuck is this? So I kept on going back. I'm like, and this, I said.
Do you know his name? You could probably find him.
No, because I don't never go, I never go to the popular pages. You know what I'm saying? Like, it have porn stars.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, I always be going to, like, the amateurs.
But they do have the amateurs' names, though.
I don't be paying attention to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or used to. But I never paid attention to that. So I, but the man was fine, too. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, damn. He doing that. You know what I'm saying? So that would be my favorite one. So when I went back to it, I was like, ain't this better, yeah, bitch?
That's what everybody was like, oh my God. And that's why it's so crazy that the
I'm
world.
I'm like, I ain't. Now, you know, because I'm like, I ain't going to make a account because now I'm going to seem like I'm a, you know, a freaky freaky. I ain't going to do all that.
So you ain't freaky freaky.
I am freaky freaky, but then you all be want to feel like it that I got a porn, you know what I'm saying, account. Who the fuck? I
feel you freakier than me.
I know I am, but I'm saying the fact that, like, if you know you got a porn account, I feel like something that, like, you like got a porn account.
Nah, I know you ain't.
Let me say, you know, it's like a fine line
we
of the on, shit.
We both want to say, I just do anything. She just, her freakiness as far as want to do that all the time is higher than mine because of my hormones. But when I went on the hormone kick, we was on the same thing. I'm just a little bit, I'm nasty. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm a nasty. Daddy, no. Remember my daddy listening?
Yeah, daddy. Kiki nasty. Because it's stuff she do that I ain't going to never do. It's her, okay? See, I'm a freak and I be wanting to fuck all the time.
She just in any world.
But then, you know what I'm saying? She just the nasty,
I thought we like that. But yeah. She ain't nasty as me, but we like that. Yeah. So now it's my favorite time of our YouTube and podcast.
You ain't even said how you are.
I try to turn it up.
Okay, well, go.
It's time for me to check on my boo. What it do?
What it do?
Come on, Shaka.
Hey, what it do?
To be real. Look at this hair, body. You looking so pretty.
You know, listen. I told y'all when the party's on this side, I don't be feeling cute. The party's back over her, so you know your girl is back. Yeah.
It's so crazy how we love a certain,
I promise you, the whole time, if you look at our previous videos with my part over here, and then I hate it because it didn't even fall down right. Yeah. I was always wearing hats and headbands because it just wasn't right.
Your hair is conditioned like to go in a certain way.
And so now that I have my part back over here, you know what I'm saying? I am back.
It, body.
You know what I'm saying?
It's giving fullness.
Thank you.
It's giving like... You know, it's just something about a black woman, and I'm speaking to us black women because I'm talking about us. And if you are not African American and you're here, hi.
Hi.
Our hair is like it's our crown, and when it's fresh and it's right, we feel like we sit next to God under one of them angels on the throne, like, and we judging.
Yeah.
Because our hair is cute, but I'm loving it.
Thank you. Really, it is. I just sewed it in the other day, so
while she's looking all tight eyed.
Yeah. It's tight as hell. Yeah.
So she be like, she had to be so uncomfortable.
I be wanting it to be tight as fuck. So basically, like, if you come and you fight me and you pull my hair,
it ain't going around. You better not try to come and fucking fight her and pull her. First of all, let's just say you ain't gonna get nowhere near her to pull her.
Because these hands come hard.
Like, yeah, you gotta worry about that. Because if I see you come, I'm gonna clip you, bitch.
Come on, clip.
I'm gonna clip them.
You gonna choke them too?
Bitch, I'm gonna break their fucking neck.
Get them, sis.
Let's just be clear because let's see this. Like, she be like, I'll beat somebody. Like, me, I'm just really like, when I was the kid that's like, I don't be fighting unless I have to. Because me and my daddy was talking about it the other day. And he was.
I don't fight unless I have to.
Right, but like, okay, so for. How you doing, though? You doing good?
I'm over here. Faking a funk, because I'm not doing good. I ain't.
She just got an attitude.
I got attitude today.
That ain't y'all business.
About some shit. I got attitude. I'm not going to lie.
You know, we never heard her say that, do we? It's that her. The bigger the her, the more secret she holds. That's what they say.
You made that up, but we gonna grow it.
Somebody said that online. They said the bigger the hair, like the more secrets is. Oh, it's on the movie.
Oh, okay.
Mean Girls.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
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 So, but I'm cool.
Look at her face. No, she ain't.
No, I ain't. No, I ain't.
But she will be.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that because me and my daddy was talking the other day because he asked me to stumble upon the podcast. And he was like, I really liked it. I liked the episode. Da, da, da. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you. And I was like, Lord Jesus, thankful that was just one of the episodes where we weren't even talking about shit like we did at this beginning or whatever. Yeah. He was like, I can relate to that shit. And then we was just talking about, I think I said I was cussing or something. I said, but you know, I've been cussing since I was little because I've been a cusser since I could talk, like, bitching, fuck you was like one of the first words I was saying because my auntie did that. But anyway, he was like, yeah, he's like, I remember I heard you cuss for the first time because I was such a sweet. I said that to say I was such a sweet little girl. I was like little and I was like, everybody wanted me, I was wanted to be a friend. You know, it wasn't like a mean bone in my body. I was just super sweet. Like, I was so sweet. But oh, I still got my mom and my daddy in me. And he was like, I remember that day I never heard you cuss. And he said, but I was standing behind you on the porch and you had just had a fight with one of your friends. And you said, yeah, I beat that bitch ass. And then Lily said, he said, my niece Lily that passed away, she said, Papa right there. And I said, so I don't care. And I looked and I was like, but I had a fight with one of my friends because it was a group of us. And then one of my friends fought my friend's sister. So I fought my friend because she was fighting. And it was so stupid because that was like my best friend. But I put them paws on it. I didn't even know I had it in me. But I just blacked out and it just did it. I said that to say, like, well, her, she'd be on go, like, bop, 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 bop. And, like, with me, like, I've never had that many fights ever. But I would get on your motherfucking ass. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that to say that I won't. I'm just saying, like, it's like something comes over me. So I was just saying that to say that if you ever try to pull a motherfucking hair, you're going to get it, period. Not just from her by yourself, her own self. But if I see you coming, bitch, you ain't gonna even get a chance to get to her because I'm gonna jump in front of her. Bitch, you got to steal off on me and do what you gotta do. And then, so don't even try, hoes. That's how I said that to say that. Seriously, and bitch, I stand 10 toes down on that, period.
Period. And you know what? I wanna change the topic.
Let's do that.
I wanna, because, and I'm gonna change it from what you just said. So, let me, and she don't even know what I'm about to say. We just, this is going to be a topic, a freestyle that I'm going to say because of what you just said. So, I had screenshotted something. I sent it to you. It was somebody had DM'd me, and they had told me that I was mean to them in college. Okay? And so, as, you know what I'm telling her, I'm like, dang, somebody thought that I was mean to them, and I was sweet to everybody. And her response was, you was, you know what I'm saying, kind of mean to people, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. And I was like, oh, me? Okay, now go ahead and explain.
But the thing about it is, I'm not, like, she's always been sweet, and as she is, but she hasn't always been as sweet as, and she's been friendly. Like, she wouldn't automatically just, like, I don't like you, but, like, if it was some that she didn't like about you or you did something, like, you could see it out on her face, and she won, you couldn't budge. She, like, now she's more of a compromise, like, I'm just gonna roll with the flow with it, but she don't do that. She didn't do that back then. And so, back then, it was a group of them, and they was, like, the mean girls, if you ask me. Not trying to be funny.
Yeah,
no,
I'm saying, but, yeah, tell your truth. Tell your truth,
man. This is what was being said to me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because we've always been close, but she hung with other girls, and they had their little name of their little clique or whatever. And, so I will always hear they mean, like, they, if it ain't their way, they don't want to do it. Like, they don't want to compromise. They don't, if it ain't, like, if trust to be like, oh, we gonna roll with, we going to the movies. And the majority was like, no, we want to go to dinner. She like, I'm not going to dinner. I'm going to the movies. And then her little crew would be like, we ain't going to dinner. We going to the movies. So some wasn't like Regina George and her homegirls on Mean Girls, except she wasn't going around doing a burn book. No, I'm just.
No,
like,
I'm saying, tell
them. No, I'm giving y'all the visual of that. Like, it wasn't like she was just going around blatantly, like, picking, like, bitch, I'm finna, oh, you ugly. She never was that type of person. Oh, her ugly. She never been that person. Me and her always talk to the ones that people didn't talk to. It's just that when she was in that element with them, and, like, decision had to be made, and if it didn't go their way or what they thought, then they rolling with her decision. She was the ringleader. Like, she was the Regina George. Like, it was her. And I just, like, and I hung with them, too, from time to time, but it wasn't like that with us like that. Like, I was like, shit, I don't know. She not. Yeah, I don't know. Me too. I ain't decided. Whatever. She go. What you want to go? I don't give a damn. Because I was doing some more shit anyway. But I'm saying that to say when she said that. I honestly, though, when you said that, I wasn't agree. I couldn't even. imagine you saying that. And if you did say it, it wasn't like you said it to her. You said it to him, and he repeated it.
Right.
You know, and it was just some shit he shouldn't have repeated. So what you say to your mate or your friend should not be repeated to somebody else. You didn't. So I'm not saying you mean like that, like said what you said to her or whatever. I just hate that she had to hear that said came from you, you know, because that's the perception, like, because people already thought that y'all were. And I'm not talking about, like, the, I don't know about the campus, and you know what I'm talking about, who felt like that, like the Mean Girl Regina George decision type thing like that. So it's not like she was a bully or no, she like that. Let's make that clear. She was not a bully. She didn't go around talking about people if you had less than, because we come from the project. So it's like, we don't do that. Like, bitch, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. We ain't got it, bitch. You got a pack of noodles because I don't got none. That type of shit. I'm just saying, like, in the element of our sisterhood, when we had to make decisions, she was Regina George, and everybody else like, oh my God, this Regina George, and Regina George, Charlotte George don't want to do it. Her and her minions ain't going to do it. Not calling my girl a minion. You know, I ain't calling them mean. I'm just saying, like, that's it or whatever. But I think that in that instance, that's why with her response, like, nah, I ain't tripping on that. I was like, good. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not a mean girl like that. Like, and it sucks that people repeat shit. And I'm like, bitch, I'm saying that pillow talking with you, bitch. Why would you go and say something? But she's not really mean. So who she is truly authentically who she say she is. Like, she's not a mean girl. I be fucking with them saying that with Gina George. Because we were young then, too. You know, like, she was very stubborn. Like, I ain't doing that. Bitch, I don't want to wear that. We gonna go this way. We ain't doing that. And they do their own thing. It was like, it was them, and then it was this side. But other than that, she not mean. But I can't believe you said that shit today. Why would you say that about it? Just, why would you say that?
First of all, okay, let me say this. Now, I probably was making a joke, you know what I'm saying, to him. Now, if anything, like, real talk, y'all know I joke all fucking day. Like, that has been me throughout my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not going to say anything, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, I'm not going to say to you, you know what I'm saying, your face or whatever. Just, you know, just being mean and trying to make hurt your feelings or something. But, like, if I'm just talking to her, I'd be like, girl, dust the shoes there, try to talk to me or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, not just saying it to, like, to be mean to them, but it's like, I'm just saying it, you know what I'm saying, as a joke or whatever. But some girl, you know what I'm saying, that felt that I was, you know what I'm saying, I guess, being mean or, you know, or whatever to her or whatever. Now, mind you, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I do not remember that at all. You know, I don't remember even saying that. I don't remember, you know what I'm saying, like, because to be honest, throughout my whole life, I never really gave a fuck about hurting somebody or making somebody feel bad.
Yeah, you never.
Or you know what I'm saying? Like, because I be so worried about my own shit and me, you know what I'm saying? Like, being happy. I was always the one that fought with the bullies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I never was a bully because I would always, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to, you know what I'm saying, about the other day about me fighting, you know what I'm saying? I fought two bullies before, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I hated somebody who was always trying to, you know what I'm
saying?
To pick on somebody. I'm like, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Relax, you know what I'm saying? So I was always a person to do that. So I was never going to make anybody, you know, intentionally, you know what I'm saying, feel
bad
or hurt their feelings or something. Because I was the one that was always taking up for the ones who didn't have a voice or, you know what I'm saying, who was afraid to speak up to, you know what I'm saying, them. So when she said that, you know, so I'm looking at the message, I'm like, you know.
She screenshot that shit to me and I bust that lip. I'm like, dog.
What the fuck? Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, damn, I made somebody feel that way, you know what I'm saying? And then in my head, I'm like, you shouldn't feel that way because, shit, I probably was joking or, you know what I'm saying, or anything like that. And more than likely, like I said, because I know certain jokes will hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say it in your face, be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? If I know that, like, me, you got the rapport and we play like that, yes, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, crack up. We're going to do that together. But just saying something, you know what I'm saying, just like that, just to you, no, because I'm never going to make you feel that way. I'm bringing this at the topic because she had said that I was mean. You know what I'm saying? I said, hold on.
I'm not.
I said, hold up. Like, you know, somebody, my crew was mean. Now, let me say this. Now, at the end of the fucking day, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though I'm not, you know what I'm saying, a mean girl, I'm a girl that you never going to hold me. And you never go run over me. And you never go, you know what I'm saying, just like make me do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So, because of that, somebody will assume that, like, you know what I'm saying, you are the one that's, you know what I'm saying, making decisions or out of such shit. But it's like, no, like, I have a voice and I'm going to speak up. You know what I'm saying?
I more so honestly think that, because I get that. I totally get that. As everyone should be, you should stand firm in what you want and the decisions that you make. I think just being a group, a whole bunch of girls, you know, and then you being strong-willed. And then I don't even think that it was more so you, because people loved your ideas. And we were like, yeah, that sounds good. Because the other shit, we were like, hell no, nah, that shit corny as fuck. You know, I think it was more so that you would be, I don't even think it was you. I would think that because you were such a leader and you had people behind you, like, they could make decisions on their own. It was like, well, what do you think, Chancellor? It's whatever Chancellor want. You know, like, and I'm not even bullshitting. If Chancellor, like, she wasn't making them like that. It was just like, this is what I want. And they was like, felt strong and had faith in her and what she wanted. They were like, and I think other people just feel like that they weren't trying to be open-minded to listen to the other ideas because they just wanted to do whatever you wanted to do because of your position with them. Just like, because she, like, if she agree with you, even if it's like me, and she like that idea better, she going to go with that idea. She ain't going to pick it just because it's me. She's going to go with what she likes. And that's understood. Like, bitch, if you don't like this shirt, pick that shirt, bitch. Pick what you like because I'm going to go with what I like and I like. But at the end of the day, your decision is good, too. It's just that she like vegan shit. I love me, but it don't make vegan wrong. It's just that that's what she choose. And that's, I think that more so with that, that's what it was. Because, that's how they felt. They feel like, damn.
And see, let me say this. I'm a worker. Yeah. A hard-ass worker. And I'm going to go hard. You know what I'm saying? So, if I know, like, you know, hey, because I see 10 steps ahead. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, because just like we try to make a decision, and if somebody just throws something after in my head, I'm already thinking of, like, you know what I'm saying? Bam, 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 how we go execute that. And then when I come to step two and I be like, damn, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, now let's think about something else. Somebody will, you know what I'm saying, be thinking of just throwing. It's like, well, bitch, you not even going to help do that. You not go, because I know what it's going to take to make this happen. Yeah. I know that more than likely, we're going to probably have to do foot traffic. Or we're going to have to probably, you know what I'm saying, do this, make these flies. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm looking at you and I'm like, you ain't going to do shit of, you know what I'm saying, the work that you saying. But in my head, because whatever ideas that we come up with and we do, I know I'm going to execute the shit. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to do that by the ones who just throwing some shit after and ain't go do what it takes. So, you know what I'm saying? For me, being like I said, I would say I'm a forward thinker. I'm thinking of like, what is it going to take to, you know what I'm saying, whatever did make this plan happen. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think anybody had ever encountered somebody like that, especially like when you get a group of people who wasn't involved in like student council and stuff. Like you come from high school where you was a part of everything. And me in high school, I didn't give a fuck. I just went to school to be fly and to get out of there. So that's why I never stepped up to, like, in that situation. I really didn't give a fuck. I ain't gonna bullshit.
Oh, I know you did.
Yeah, because I was, and I didn't feel welcome. Real talk, I didn't feel welcome at all. That's why I went where I feel welcome. When y'all was going, everybody was going that way, doing that thing, I didn't want to come because I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel welcome. So I'm going to go with the people that fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck what y'all think and how y'all feel. Say what the fuck y'all want to say because I'm not finna come. And because I'm capable of doing it, but because I don't feel welcome, I feel like I'm kissing ass and I don't kiss nobody ass. Or I'm trying to prove something. I don't got to prove a motherfucking thing because I know what I'm capable of. And I'm older than you hoes. I'm not finna do it, so I'm gonna go where the fuck I feel welcome at. And I just never got a chance to really express that, because I was like, I ain't got time for that shit. I don't give a fuck. They fuck with me, they fuck with me. If they don't, they don't. But the people that knew me and talked to me and asked, like, why you be gone and why you be missing, why you be doing that, I was like, dog, I don't feel welcome over there. And that's on my mama. I never feel welcome. Real talk, never. Ever. It wasn't until... Never. I'm not even motherfucking lying you.
We're going to talk more about that
off camera.
I can say what I really want to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, so for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I know the work behind whatever it is that I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just not going to talk about this shit and just throw some shit to the wall. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm the one that's really finna get out there in the trenches and make this shit happen. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You definitely did. And you had a lot of people who wanted to, like, you was just like, this is what you feel like, this gonna flow, this, da, da, da. And then they had their thing, and this gonna flow, and this gonna flow, and it didn't have to be like, and then at the end of the day, it all came together beautifully, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that's why people felt that way, because they weren't used to somebody who took action. And like I said, if you ain't never been involved in something where you seen somebody get in there and work, if you ain't never been on a committee where you see what it takes to vote, to really think about, don't just throw some shit out there to where, you know, it looks good because it is your brand and, you know, what you do and how you put it out there. You can't just do half-ass do some shit, you know what I'm saying? And so I think a lot of people who did that didn't look and then didn't know about that. And so... And looking back at it, you like, dawg, you should have just And I'm like, because that, I was just like, I'm with whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, that's what I'm saying. They said with that point, like, some people thought you were mean. And it's because y'all, you was like, because of your.
I'm just firm.
That's what it is. You know because, what I'm saying? Because you're like, firmness.
I'm firm. And it's like, let's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, so with that, but basically, like I said.
She ain't mean.
Yeah, I'm the friendliest fucking person.
The sweetest and the, you know what I'm saying? The most helpful. If you want something to happen and get done right, ask her. She's going to do it and make it happen. But I'm saying back then, like who we are now, we're more softer and we're more like, But back then, you know, we had our ways. We were always great people and fun people and all that. But we still were kids growing up trying to figure out who the fuck we were.
But then some people probably would think I was mean because, again, you can't handle me. Like, no, you handle somebody else.
True that.
So, but because of that, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker be like, bitch, because I wish you would try me. You know what I'm saying? I'm friendly as fuck. But don't you ever step over that fucking line. You know what I'm saying? Because the bitch gonna come out. You know what I'm saying? So, because of that, people will, you know what I'm saying, have their perception. You know what I'm saying?
And then, when they say, you can't never find nobody who'll say, oh, she messy, or she star shit, or she always in drama, or she mean because she go around picking on people. Not that kind of mean. They just say she mean because it's like, if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. If you cross me, I'm not finna be fake and speak to you because everybody else speaking to you, bitch, speaks to everybody around me because we don't fuck around like that. And that's how it was. So, people be like that, mean like that, and they use the term. But at the end of the day, the girl was like, oh, I ain't tripping on that. She was like, and she said, because you was right.
Yeah, because like, the whole right time I knew I said something. And whatever, again, I don't remember saying it, but I was right. You know what I'm saying?
She said, like a mug. It was funny to me.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways, YouTube, please go ahead and go over to our podcast platform because we only give y'all half of episodes so y'all can hear the other stuff that I have to say, okay? We give y'all a tease on YouTube. But YouTube, guess what? We have now everybody else who is still listening. Yeah, the girl, like I said, she went on and had said, you know what I'm saying, girl, you was right. What you were saying, you was joking or whatever. She said, I didn't want nobody to know back then. Now, mind you, I don't even know because, again, I'm being honest with you, I don't remember the girl.
I
don't remember her at all. Like,
she got skinny. She was bigger.
I don't even remember her even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she was bigger though.
Okay, that's she well. But anyways, I don't remember her at all. Like, people from high school, college, middle school, I don't remember people from last week. You know what I'm saying? So I don't remember no fucking body names. And it ain't like, you know what I'm saying, I'm being like, oh, I just don't. Like, I can. It was some lady that I had worked with at a school last year, bitch, and I had saw her, and you know what I'm saying? I'm like, how the fuck do I know this lady?
Did she look familiar to you?
Yes, but I couldn't remember how the fuck I knew her.
Yeah.
I just worked with this lady last year.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That's the type of shit where
I'm
like,
I don't tell you last week.
I don't be remembering shit where I'm like, you know what I'm saying? People be like, bitch, I just don't remember. I'm sorry if I really didn't. If you wasn't in close proximity with me of, like, you know what I'm saying, closest, and we talk like that, like, oh, we was in class together, I'm not going to remember you. But if I wasn't talking to you constantly, I'm not going to remember you.
Like, you have a familiar face, but it's like, I don't remember your name. But hit her mind bad anyway, because she don't remember shit I tell her last week. But but to clear it up, everybody, she's not mean. But I'm just saying, that's what, I never said you were mean. Or never, I was like, this motherfucker here. I was like, my mind was on so much other shit, you know what I'm saying? But I would hear people say the four or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? They would be complaining about it. And I was like, okay, well.
Yeah, because they know the four was swaying. You know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying? And no matter what, because like even, they know we were swinging. Like, seriously. Yeah. And it's the fact that like, I'm not a fighter like that. I'm a fighter like if, you know what I'm saying, you come with some bullshit. Yeah. I'm not the one be like, oh, I just want to fight everybody. Because people who do that to me is stupid and they weak. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a point to prove. I don't fight to prove a point. I fight to let you know that bitch don't step to me.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So some people will take it as if it's, you know what I'm saying, like you being mean or.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, I just want respect.
Absolutely.
That was the only thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, I'll be cool. The people that I even fight is the people who are on some weird shit.
Yeah.
Or trying to bully. You know what I'm saying? Like, other than that, like, I ain't got no problem.
And the thing about it is people don't understand. Like, it be other people. It be people is it preconceived notions in their head of people, of what you think? Like, again, like we always said on the podcast, some people are intimidated by confidence. You've always been confident, and you were never scared to talk up loud in a crowd, to step up and do anything. You know, you've always been, you had that on you, and I think that's why people tended to flop around you, because they didn't have that in them, so they feel like she the voice. So they know that if we gonna do it, she gonna be there. You feel like the foundation is set. You know what I mean? But yeah, you're not mean like that. But that's funny that you said this shit. But we need to start talking about pillow talking.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
Cause
goddamn, how the fuck did she even know that?
It's like, did you tell her? Cause I'm gonna say, this what happened, y'all. My college boyfriend told some girl that I said something about her.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I'm saying? So, my thing is like, was you trying to fuck her? Cause yeah. What did you tell her when we was together? Did you tell her when I graduated? Like, because he could have told her, like, we probably were together.
And he probably said, yeah. I could talk to you when I was around Charleston, because she said, da da da.
Yeah. Because it's like, was you mad at me when you told her? Like, but why the fuck?
It's so crazy that, that, you know, you just don't know what you say sometimes to people. And then it come back to you and you like, oh, did I say that? I apologize. Because there's been time people said, I done said something. I said, dog, I ain't say that. They're like, yes, you did. And it's like, sometimes I find my, because I'm very, like, the people that's listening that know me, I'm very sarcastic. And it's not like a sarcasm in where it's like rude or like anything like that. It's like I just say any goddamn thing without even fucking thinking first. I've been like this since I was a kid. And my mom used to like, dog, she was like, she didn't say dog, but she was like, Keita, you cannot say everything that come to your mind. I was like, well, I don't mean to, but it just sometimes come out that way. And I said that because a new friend of mine that I met at my part-time job, we were real cool, we started together, she had said something to me and showed me something. I was like, girl, da da da, we was high-siding on it. So when I ran up there the other day and I saw her, and I said, you still fucking with your look, da 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 da. But I put the look in front of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a little bit younger than her. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, and she was like, oh, you know, that we were high side laughing. She went back in. And I went home and I went to sleep. But in my sleep, my brain was like, why did you say little to her? Because when people say little, you know, it can be, even though I don't mean nothing by it, I didn't mean it like that. But it's like, people could take it wrong. So, bitch, I woke up at my sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning and I text her. And I said, did I offend you by saying little da da da? I said, if I did, I apologize. I said, I would never want to hurt your feelings and make you feel no kind of way about the stuff you tell me. I'm like, but I woke up at my, she's like, girl, no. But I'm just saying, like, I'm that type of person. I think of it after the fact and I'm like, damn, dog, I shouldn't have said that. Or I feel like, did it come off wrong? You know, it's just that. And I'm saying, like, I said that to say that you just never know what you say and somebody hears that you said it. What they think until they, because some people never tell you that they done heard something you said. Mm-hmm. Or you got ones like her, where she was like, I remember when you da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But she can laugh about it now, but it may have been hurtful to her back then. But yeah, she probably don't care now, because what you said is the truth, and she's living in that truth. Mm-hmm. Back then, when she was hiding it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, it's just crazy, man.
And see, my thing is, because that's the reason why it tripped me up, because I watch what I say to certain people, you know what I'm saying? So I won't, you know, offend no one. You know what I'm saying? I try my best not to do that, because I know that words can hurt. And I know that, you know what I'm saying, they'll fix that somebody who is not as, you know what I'm saying, loving they self like that, it can, you know what I'm saying, the damage it could do.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, damn, I don't remember saying that, you know what I'm saying?
Let me say this.
I probably didn't say it to her. You know what I'm saying? And then, to be honest, because I don't remember him saying it out, he could have probably made some shit up and told her.
He's a liar.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So sometimes people will make up shit and put a name, your name on it, mm-hmm, and have the other person hating you. But it's like, I didn't even say it.
Like,
you know,
why
what I'm
would
saying?
You say I said it?
Yeah, I promise you, I don't remember saying it out. But anyways, you got something you want to say about that?
I don't.
Keep calling me a girl. And then we
you
gonna
my mean girl, Regina George.
Okay. We're gonna go ahead and jump to our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, any of that. TikTok finna go away. We're gonna talk about that.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. It says, hey, ladies, I really do appreciate this podcast, so don't stop. It gets me through my Sundays while I'm cleaning the house. My question is it cheating if you tell a dude I want to fuck with you? I would fuck with you if I was single. Hey, cousin, what do you do? Trust the voice. Thank you for writing in. Good question. Very fucking good question. It is absolutely cheating, cuz. Killer, you know, I'm a blood. So, it really is cheating because you're not single. So, now don't get me wrong. We're human. We're going to always see somebody look better than our mate, and you're going to be curious. But to me, in my opinion, say that shit to your homegirl. Like, dog, if I was single, I'd knock him off. You don't go and tell the person that you would knock off if you were single. Because, for one, to me, it opened up the door for him to be like, oh, I can fuck. Say less. So, now, if you and your man were great. Because, first of all, let's address that. You and cousin, you and boo, y'all foundation ain't solid. Because ain't no way in hell, if you got a nigga that's treating you right, you finna step outside that box and tell another man that. To give him leeway to be able to say that or even try to light your fire because you done started something now. You done planted that seed. So he's going to test you to see how loyal you are to your man. One of these days, he's going to try to fuck you. And you're going to bite the bait because you were bold enough to tell him that you would fuck him if you were single. So I feel like, yes, it is cheating. Because cheating is anything, in my opinion, and this is just mine. Not saying it's valid, but it's mine. So I feel like it's the truth. Cheating is anything that you can't tell your man or do around your man. So if you can go tell your man that you told that boy that if he was seeing you would fuck him, then it ain't cheating. If he cool with it. But in my opinion, yes, absolutely. And I would say I'm disappointed in you, cuz, but hey, go off. What you think, Charsla?
Hey, girl. What it do? Girl, that's 1,000% cheating.
Hell yeah, it is.
1,000%. Here is my thing, first of all, cuz how did that conversation even come about?
Hey, hello?
You are in a whole relationship. How did that man get comfortable enough with you for you to even tell him or y'all to, you know what I'm saying? How? You get what I'm saying? Even if he DMs you and was like, hey, you know, oh, you look cute or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you wrote him back, yeah, if I was single, I would. You know, like, you don't respond even like that.
At all, though.
You know what I'm saying? I feel, let me say this. Now, of course, us, you know what I'm saying, as human beings, I don't care if you're in a relationship or out of a relationship, you see people all the time that you're attracted to. That mm-hmm. is normal. Nothing is wrong with that. Just because you are married mm-hmm. or in a relationship does not mean that your eyes not working out to other people. No. The same mm-hmm. people that you found attractive yeah. before that you was, you know what I'm saying, single, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You still attract to them
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
It's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, you know, saying that to yourself. Be like, damn. If I say that to yourself.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I can look at a dude and be like, damn, if I was single, shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd talk to him. But I ain't gonna tell you that. You know yeah. what I'm saying? As a man, because again, like I said, now I feel that I am giving you some type of leeway over my relationship and I am putting a crack in their foundation. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so for that, I would say that to myself, or I'd be like, Kiki,
dog.
Shit, like, damn, yeah. Oh, I want to, god damn.
Because we're human. You know what I'm saying? And the flesh is weak. And goddamn, sometimes these niggas just be looking good. And yeah. I know men, sometimes these women be looking good. So I get mm-hmm. it. It's just that you have to remind yourself, is the reward worth the risk? Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel like what you gonna fuck him just because you feel like you'll fuck him? What if his dick little? Or even, maybe it is little and he can fuck, but he only lasts 2 minutes. Or maybe it's a big one and he got the equipment, but he didn't read the manual and he don't know how to fuck.
What if he got AIDS?
Or what if he got something? Yeah, like, what if it is? And what if it's just, like, not worth it? Or maybe he got a body order or erectile dysfunction. You don't know, but you set that up to risk losing what you have. Because mm-hmm. once you fuck around and lose that trust with your man, it's hard to get that shit back.
They never trust you back.
You are never.
With a man, they never trust you back.
They're never going to trust you ever.
Ever. Again. I don't give a fuck.
So I really hate that you said that. And I hope he ain't one of them men that run their mouth and be like, then they tell his homeboy, they actually told me she'll fuck me if she was single. Because they talk just like women.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, yeah, you
should. And I hope you didn't text that or DM them because nothing. They screenshot that shit, you know yep. what I'm saying, for proof. Like, yep. So, for me...
It's cheating.
It's cheating because, again, you basically... I feel that's a form of flirting.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That's like, hey, say, if this... That's basically like, if this relationship, you know what I'm saying, mess up, I'm going to come back to you.
Yeah.
My thing is like, listen, you can note that in your head that if this relationship mess up, I will go over to him. You can tell yourself that.
Yeah.
But don't do it while you're in a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Or just be single if you want to fuck around.
That's it. But don't tell no another fucking man, you know what I'm saying, that you would fuck him.
And I'm going to say this and we're going to move on because you're a cheater. How would you feel if your man said that to a woman?
Exactly.
Whatever.
I'm be ready to break up with him.
Exactly. So,
cause why the fuck? Yep. See, I'm getting mad now. Why the fuck? Yeah. Did you tell it? You know what I'm saying?
Is that cheating to you? If your man, you know what I'm saying? That?
Like, it's cool. It's cool for you to look it up and be like, damn, that bitch fine. I ain't telling you. I'm not finna get mad at you for saying that in your head. There's nothing wrong with that.
But
you telling her that you would fuck her?
Yeah.
Like, really?
The nerve. Okay.
Mm. We are go ahead and jump to this next topic. We're gonna say them for because I want them on the first.
Okay.
Can lack of attention cause you to fall out of love? That's our topic.
Okay.
Lack of attention.
So
causing you to fall. Can it?
Oh.
With you or how do you feel about that?
Absolutely, I'm an attention whore. I need all the attention, baby. Keep your focus on me, like the girl said in that song. Her. Me. Can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus? Absolutely. Lack of attention would make me be like, either I'm gonna start getting attention from somebody else. You know what? Let me go back. I'm gonna break up with you. Because why would I go get attention from somebody else when I can just break up with you and find somebody else? So, lack of attention for me speaking, absolutely. Because that's, quality time is one of my top love languages. So if I'm not getting the quality time, I'm not getting the attention, it's going to start making me have these type of feelings to wonder, like, what the fuck going on? If I don't have your attention, what has your attention? And if you say you love me, why can't you give me the attention I require as far as what I need to be who I can be, the best me for you? Because I require to be filled up with that attention. So absolutely, it can make me fall out of love. And I'm the type of person, when I fall out of love with you, it's over. Because I love you so hard and I love you so deep. And because I love you so deep and I want to be around you, I want you in my skin and I just want you. But when I fall out of love with you, there's really no point of you being in my life if I'm not in love with you. I can love you from afar. I want to be with a man who I'm in love with. I don't want to just be with somebody to say I love him. Bitch, I can love everybody. I could be with Charles Ladier because I love her. You know what I'm saying? But for my mate, I want to forever be in it. I know you're going to fall out of love because you grow and you evolve. But you don't fall out of love that bad. It's like you fall out of love with the old version of that person. And you fall in love with the new version. So you're constantly falling in and out of love with the person that you're with. Because you're constantly evolving. And if it's not rolling and moving like that, then I don't know. I just feel like as an adult, that was deep. You felt that? Mm-hmm.
Come on, in and out. You change.
You change. Like, you know, you change.
Yeah, don't even preach over real.
You know, so falling out of love sometimes is not a bad thing. It's just like you have to be reset from that old person and like you're meeting somebody totally new, which to me is great because it's like if you're meeting somebody new, hopefully they're evolving to better and it's going up and not declining. That way, you don't have to worry about another man because your man is constantly elevating. And you elevating. So it's like you just, you know, like, it ain't impossible for couples to stay together and not cheat and just really be. Because we were supposed to be, like, in pairs. One man, one woman. Just like the animals were going on Noah's Ark. He ain't put two cows and one bull. Yeah, that's how it go. And you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like that, you know? Motherfucker, we ain't lions. They got all them hoes. But he got one main bitch, I think. That's what they did on Simba. Lion King. But back to the subject, yes. For me, lack of attention, who I am today, what I require today, I'm not willing to compromise. So if you can't give me the attention that I require, I'm very vocal. Now, I may keep repeating it for some time, but after a while, I don't have any more words. Like, I done told you, that's what I need. You can't give it to me. Okay, but let's just not. So absolutely, lack of attention caused me to break up. The old me be like, no, he can't. Who Dakita is today, absolutely not, baby. I already got too much shit going on. You know what I'm saying? I worry about the Lord coming back all the time. But you not going to make me worry about you. Mm. You hear me?
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And what about you, my dear girl?
Shopper. I disagree with Kiki 1,000%. Mm-hmm. And the reason I disagree with her is because y'all know I'm lying hard as fuck right now. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Like, how do you say you love me
and
you don't give me no attention?
I need it.
How do you say you love me and you not sweat me? Sweat. Like, I told you my nigga gotta sweat me. You know what I'm saying? You got to. Yes. Because if you not, then I'm like, who the fuck are you sweating?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, And it's because, let me say, the fact that we have, you know what I'm saying, 24 hours in a day. And yeah. it's, you know what I'm saying, other than work and your extracurricular activities or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, why am I not included in that, you know what I'm saying, yeah. you're doing some hours during your day, you know what I'm saying? I need you loving on me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do that for you, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, again, I'm with Kiki. If I don't have your attention, who has your attention? Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, what the fuck are you doing? And why is it, because with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I love you and I really like you, I want to be around you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, give me some time.
I want to be around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, where you going to Walmart? Like, I want to go to Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
I want to go.
You want to petition? I want to go. Like, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Because I want to be around you. And it's the fact that when we, you know what I'm saying, you are with that person, you are, you know what I'm saying, let me say this. It's the nuances of doing nothing.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's when you know that y'all for real are comfortable with each other. Because anybody can just keep going on dates and doing shit. Where,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Do shit.
It's exciting, all the other shit. But the fact that, like, you can sit with somebody and y'all do nothing, that's, like, to be the best time. You know, I'm not just saying that, but I'm saying it's a comfortability in that where, you know what I'm saying, I trust enough where we can just sit. Because if you go, you know what I'm saying, with somebody, it's like, if you're trying to meet somebody new, because you ain't been dating, so you know what I'm saying, dates that I was going on, whatever, you know what I'm saying, if I'm just sitting there and it's quiet and we not talking, it's awkward.
Yeah, very
you
much
get what
so.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, like, because basically, you know, we both constantly talking, but when it gets quiet, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to, and I'm getting to know you, it's awkward. Mm-hmm. But when you're comfortable with somebody and y'all been around each other a long time, y'all can sit there and quiet and it's not awkward.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Again, because we around each other, and now it's the you know what I'm saying, I'm not really lacking the attention because I'm, you know what I'm saying, you there, and it can be quiet.
But you there.
You get what I'm saying?
I can see
you. I just want you in right
space.
There. In my space.
And people, and I'm glad you said that, because people thought I was weird for saying that. Like, I don't, and they're like, you don't be, I don't want to talk. I just want you to be right here so I can look at you in case I decide I want to say something, you can hear me. Like, when I was spending the night with Charles before she got a man, yeah, I know I got to throw. I've been doing so good. I think he loves you too, guys.
Listen, no, he really does. Because he'll just be on the, he'll be like, call Kiki or say, like, oh, my God.
I really do like him. It ain't one of them things where I'm like, oh, I'm just like, no, I really fuck with him. Like, I feel, at first I was like, this nigga here done came and took my spot. But I really like him. Like, I'm always talking about Charleston. I be like Charleston, and I'll say his name. And I'll be like, when I talk about them, I'll be like, da-da-da-da-da, and I'll mention him or something like that. But, yeah, I really like him. And he's just cool. He cool. Mm-hmm. So, I'm saying, like, that's the type of shit. So, I can see why you be MIA. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. And it's new and it's something. But, you know, he be calling me. And Charles don't even know. He be calling, like, yep. Or he'll send me a video of her. So, I'm like, that damn fool. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm just saying, like, I like that. That type of, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you ain't lacking attention. You get that attention. You know what I'm saying? But, you do have, like, you get in situations where people feel like, oh, I got her. She don't need my attention. But then it makes me wonder sometimes, like, when you first start getting to know somebody, you know, because when it's new, you always want to be in their face. But you have to learn people's love language, because, like, I want to be sweated all the time, but you may get a mate that don't like that. Like, you text him all the time, what you doing, where you at? And he's like, oh, she a bugaboo. Like, damn, like, give me some space. You got to chill. So you got to know your partner. You got to ask him, do you want me to sweat you? Because when I start, it ain't going to stop, you know. Or do you just need, like, an occasional, what you doing here and there, you know what I'm saying? Like, da-da-da. But me personally, like, and then you got to ask him, are you okay with sweating me? Do you think you can fulfill my needs by sweating me all the time? Like, and at first, my friend would text, like, what you doing all that? Like, what the fuck? Oh, leave me alone! But then when I don't get them what you doing all that, I'm like, you acting different. I don't like that. Where is my what you doing? Saying something to me. What's going on? I don't like that. And I feel like, who got your attention? Like, what's going on? He like, you need to make up. You weird. And I was like, no. But I was like, I think it was just I had to get out of my own head. You know how the memes on Instagram are saying, like, all niggas just do is what you're doing all day. Because I feel like, and that's the fucking reason why I like quality time. Because you can't watch you I'm doing all day because bitch, you in my face. Mm-hmm. And then even, like, I prefer you to, like, FaceTime me and talk to me that way, because I feel like I can see it's visual for me. I'm a visual being. I want to see you. Like, because I talk on the phone all the time. It's like, I don't want to talk. Like, I just, when me and Troy talk on the phone, we would sit on the phone for hours just staring at each other. She'll be eating some noodles, and I'll be like, it'll be silent, but it's like she was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, I want to see you. Like, I want to see you. That's just, I'm an in-person person, and that's just my thing. And people be like, why you like that? Bitch, I don't want to sit up and text all motherfucking day. That's why when I text, I send voice memos. Because, bitch, I want to hear you. I want you to hear my voice. Like, I want to see. I'm very, like, pretty much, like, attention whore. Like, you ain't sweating me enough, dog. And I don't like that. Like, because I feel like when you like somebody, you sweat them.
Yeah.
When you like them, you sweat them. You be on just ask them, talk to them 10 minutes ago, and then you text them and be like, hey, you through eating that chicken yet?
Yeah. How like, because, and what's so crazy is because my ex, like I said, it was a lot of lacking the attention because he was giving attention to other women all the time. You get what I'm saying? Like, and it's like the idle time that somebody have, you know what I'm saying, could be occupied by other women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The idle time that you have, no, that's what I'm here for. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the extra shit you doing, you know, like, even when I would tell you, like, I'm like, girl, he called me all day. He text me out. It be the same. It never changed. It's the same. You know what I'm saying? It's just, yeah. But, you know, so the fact that it goes from, you know what I'm saying, that to now, you know what I'm saying, this, I'm like, yeah, you should. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think that when people, it just, the lack of attention, it leaves too much room for all kind of shit. And it's not saying that you got to be sweating your partner like that to prevent them from cheating, because I'm a firm believer that a grown person going to do what a grown person want to do. If it's in them to cheat, whether you doing everything, if they going to do it.
Yep.
And my thing is, as because I've grown and just my brain is like, you can't worry about what other folk do. But when you find out the information that you need to find out about what they did, what you do with that is very, is the key element in what's important. So I'm saying, so yeah, like, I always pay attention to your mate. And speaking of that, so my cousin asked the question, she was like, do you think that people should always date? And like, what is your definition of a date? Like, if you and
you already said his name before.
You and Will, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all together. You know what I'm saying? Men, the way some men think is like, if we go to the movie, they feel like a date is when you get dressed up and go out and just, you know, go to a nice dinner date. You know what the stereotype of, he's taking me on a date when you see on the movies, when he pick up and take us somewhere. What is your definition of a date? Like, with me, a date could be just us sitting outside, we having a patio date. We on the patio just vibing, listening to R&B music. That's quality time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, people be thinking that some men don't know how to plan dates because they feel like a date is just getting dressed up and, like, going places. And I'm like, women, anything you say, let's go do this together, look cute, let's go do this, it's a date, right? Like, what is, like, your definition of a date?
So mine is basically us leaving the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be dressed up. Like, sometimes we'll just be just, like, throwing shit on and just going, you know what I'm saying, to any fucking room. It's not about us getting, you know what I'm saying, dressed up like that. I feel that's a fancy date. You know what I'm saying? But any of that, you know what I'm saying, where we leaving the house and we going, not just finna, oh, we just finna go to Walmart or something, but, like, oh, let's go get something to eat. Like, that's a date. That's a date.
Yeah, I think so too. And shit, sometimes we have a date going to Walmart looking at the, talking about, to me, in my eyes, a date, we go to Walmart and be like, let's look at the food that we need to be healthier. It's a health date, you know what I'm saying? Or let's go look at the TVs. It's a fucking electronic date. Like, it's just quality time with your mate. But that's all I gotta say on that.
So, you got something else you said that's cool? Okay. Yeah. So, well, y'all know what time it is.
Rando.
We got something random for you.
Rando.
We got something random for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I sound good. I feel like I got that one. I feel like I got that one.
I had a totally different rando and it slipped my mind. But my rando today is, why do people stand so close to you when you in line checking out?
That bothers me.
Let me tell you something.
Get the fuck back, bitch.
I was checking out at 7-Eleven the other day. Last night, matter of fact, I went in there to get me something to drink because I was like, I'm so fucking thirsty and I was almost home. And I just felt this presence on my back. And I said, I know that the devil on my back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, because I know ain't nobody standing that mm-hmm. fucking close to me. Mm-hmm. I turned around and it was a Caucasian lady. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at her. Because I didn't want to come off as the angry baby. It's like, move back, you know, because they don't know how to take that shit. But I was so annoyed. And I looked at the cashier and I was like, before I put my card in, I just stood there. Because if I put my card and put my code in, she could see exactly what. Not that I give a damn, but I'm like, bitch, back up. Like, why you ain't tell this bitch? I mean, COVID is gone, but like, tell the school bae, like, and I see that so often. I see it in my part time job. When I see people, I like, ask them, I said, do you mind standing back a little bit so that she can check out? In pride, you know, so she can have her space to check out. And I be considered wrong, but I'm like, you need to give her space. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's my rando. Like, people just don't know, bound. Like, mm-hmm. I can't stand it.
Yeah. My rando is basically, you know, the candy now and later.
Yeah.
Don't nobody pronounce it like that.
Now later.
Cause I was looking at Tabitha Brown and her husband, and they were talking about the candy, and they both had said now later. And I'm like, every time I hear somebody say that, don't nobody ever say now and later.
Nobody pronounces Whataburger. Exactly. We say Whataburger.
Whataburger.
But it's
What a burger.
We don't pronounce it right.
Nobody says now and later. We all say now later. We put that right together. Now later.
But you know, it's kind of.
Now
like, later. They only sell now later in the hood, bro. Like, I have to come over here and get the now later. Like, I go to Five Below and get the smile packets. Yeah. But, like, if I go in 7-Eleven or I go in, like, other stores, like, they don't have. You literally have to go into the hood convenience store. Mm-hmm. I just miss the old now later back in the day when they came with it. Like in the white with the white clear package, mm-hmm. you know. In the small packs they do is Five and Below, but in when you buy them in the other store, they like in that big pack. I just miss
you. Well, you know, I don't be going to the
your convenience stores.
Convenience stores.
Yeah, I know. I go so there. Like, you pay for your gas at the pump.
Yeah, I don't never go into no.
I stopped doing that because somebody stole my card number. Can you believe somebody took my card number from the fucking gas pump?
No.
Yeah, they
well, you
did.
Know, now they be having tap stuff. But, yeah, basically, yeah. I never go in. So yeah,
ever since they did that, I get out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have an obsession with gas stations anyway, mm-hmm, so.
So, I never go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's your song of the week?
Okay, let me go. I'm sorry. My song of the week is I Care For You by Aaliyah. Mm. I just feel like, you know, I don't know, I was on my Aaliyah vibe and I just thought about Aaliyah and I was like, okay, I care for you.
Yeah. My quote of the week is sometimes the people you wanted to be a part of your story are only meant to be a chapter.
That's true.
Let me repeat that again. Sometimes the people you wanted to be a part of your story are only meant to be a chapter. Basically, like I said, we be wanting people to be a part of our entire, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me, because especially, you know, when you meet somebody and you be like, ah, oh, I just want you, you know what I'm saying, as friend or, you know what I'm saying, man or whatever. You be like, oh, I just want, dang, I just want you to be, you know what I'm saying, a ride. But then sometimes God put that person in your life to teach you a lesson and then, you know what I'm saying,
you get move the fuck on.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, yeah, find out if this only supposed to be a chapter. And move on, or you know what I'm saying, or if they need to go to the next chapter with you.
That's right.
But anyways, you got so much you want to say?
I don't.
Well, Cine Squad, make sure y'all go ahead and like this, subscribe to this, tell a friend to tell a friend, and we out.